on page 270, Simon Kovchas will be on Gimel for today, which is the second line. So the topic that we are discussing is Tfilas Tashlumin. In other words, if a person, not on purpose, but if for some reason beyond their control, it was an onus or a shogig, they made a mistake, or something happened, and they didn't daven a given tefillah, let's say they didn't daven shachris. So then they daven mincha shmon esrei twice. The first one is for mincha, the tefillah that you're obligated on right now. And then you take three steps back, you wait kedei dalet amos, or the Mishnah Berurah brought down that you say ashrei in between. Again, if it's nighttime, so we had a discussion last time whether you say ashrei at night, but you say ashrei in between, and then you do the second shmon esrei. The second shmon esrei is the payback or the makeup for the one that you missed.
All right, so we're quickie. The introductory pasuk before you do the shmon esrei, which one applies? The one for shachris? So the one.
No, it's whatever you're doing now.
But the makeup one would be, so you would do it just for shachris.
So you do. So the makeup one, you don't wouldn't say kishem Hashem Arpa. You just say Hashem Svasai Sivsa.
Okay.
Gimel, hadamashem atfilah shehivsid. When we say that you can make up the tefillah, the davening, the shmon esrei, I should say, that you missed, we saw that shema you can't make up, right? So we're only talking about that you can make up shmon esrei. Like all that other stuff that you might have missed from chakras is gone. So that when we say that you can pay it back, bizman tefillah, that's specifically if it is during the time of tefillah. We'll see what that means. Aval b'shas she'ein zman tefillah lo. But if it's not the time of tefillah, you can't. Let's go on to Dalet, and we'll get a better understanding of exactly what's going on here. Let's go to Dalet also. Dalet. Ein tashlumin lo tefillah smucha bilvad. When we say you can make up a tefillah, that only applies to the tefillah adjacent to the one that you missed. In other words, like the Machaber said in Aleph, you missed chakras. So then, you daven when it gets to mincha, so you daven two minchas, two shmon esreis, I should say. Right? You miss mincha, you do two shmon esreis in ma'ariv. Right? She'im ta'a, v'lo yispal chakras, as I said before, if you didn't daven chakras, v'lo mincha, and you didn't daven mincha either, mispalo arvishtayim. So you daven two shmon esreis at Mariv, achron l'tashlumi mincha, the last one makes up for the mincha that you missed, avos shachris, but you missed two, right? You missed mincha and shachris, right? So then what do you do with the shachris? So now it's Mariv, right? You're two away, you're in the second time zone away from shachris, so to speak. Avos shachris ein l'tashlumi. The chakras that you missed, there's no payback for. V'chein shar tefilos. And so too applies by other tefilos. So the Mishnah Brewer explains. So you can only do a makeup on the adjacent tefila. So the Mishnah Brewer explains that, let's put both things together, that you have to daven. There's a machlokis whether, again, we're saying that you miss a tefillah, you daven the next one, that you, let's say you miss chakras. So you daven mincha, you finish mincha, you step back, say ashrei, then you go back to say another shmon esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a long discussion about this, whether how quickly do you have to say that second shmon esrei. That really gets involved with the previous halacha, that it has to be during a zman tefillah. In other words, you have to do it during that time zone. But basically, let's keep it simple. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that lechatchila, you should daven the makeup shmon esrei right away. In other words, after the ashrei or the three steps back, you should do it right away. If you don't do it and you wait a little while, even though you're in the same time zone as the davening that you just said, let's say it's still mincha time, still, again, it's not the greatest thing. You should do it as a nedava, and we discussed nedava before. It's not so simple. So you have to do your makeup in the adjacent time zone, the adjacent tefillah. So again, let's take the classic case. Someone missed chakras. Again, we're not talking about that you missed chakras on purpose. If you miss chakras on purpose, there's no payback. I want to reiterate that again. But let's say a person missed chakras. So then they daven mincha shmoneh esrei twice. Okay, that's fine. But what happens if it happens to be the chakras you missed had a musaf? In other words, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. Say it's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. So not only did you miss chakras, you missed musaf too. We have to leave all the side stuff aside. But again, just the shmoneh esrei itself. So you missed musaf also. Now you have to realize, as we all know, that musaf you could daven all day. Musaf you could daven all day. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, first of all, let's take that a little further back. Let's say you missed shach. Let's say it's Maariv time. And so now you can't make up the chakras you missed, because as we just said, it has to be the adjacent tefillah. So you missed chakras, and you didn't make up the chakras during mincha time. So that's Maariv already. So how about musaf? You also miss musaf. Musaf, the time is all day. So it's not just in the morning like we usually say it. It was all day. So now, could I, at Maariv, do two shmoneh esreis? And the second Shmoneh Esrei would make up for the Musaf that I missed. So Mishnah Berurah says, brings down from the Achronim, that there's no Tashlumin, there's no payback for Musaf. If you miss the Musaf, it's gone. I think we discussed this before.
But if you can say it all day.
Okay, so one second. Let's get back to the other point. So now again, let's say somebody missed Shachris and Musaf, and now at Mincha, they realize that, I missed the morning davening, but I missed Musaf too. So now what do they do? So you would say, well, this is what they do. So they daven Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, because as we said before, the obligatory one comes first. Now again, going with that same line of thought, that the obligatory Shmoneh Esrei comes before a makeup one, as I said before, Musaf time is all day. So now what do you do? So what you would do is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you daven mincha, you daven shmoneh esrei musaf, and then you do the payback, which would be the regular shmoneh esrei, again, like a mincha shmoneh esrei. So in other words, you'd be davening, so to speak, mincha, musaf, and then another mincha shmoneh esrei to make up for the chakras that you missed. Next time you think you're tired, so think about that. That would be a situation where you would be doing three Shmoneh Esreis in a row, but be interesting, again, it would not be like normally Tashlumin, that you have the same Shmoneh Esrei one after another. Again, we're going to discuss that also a little later. That, let's say you missed a Shmoneh Esrei that had the Yalav Yavo, and now it's already Maariv. Right? Let's say you missed Mincha, and that was a Rosh Chodesh. Now it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, it's Maariv. So you're down two Shmoneh Esreis. Yeah, but I missed a Yal V'Yavo Shmoneh Esrei. Now it's not a Yal V'Yavo Shmoneh Esrei. Or we'll see with HaTachon and Tanu, right? So again, we'll get to that later. But again, this would be an interesting case, because it would be that you daven Mincha, afterwards Musaf, and afterwards, so to speak, Shachris, well, payback for Shachris, and that's what you would do. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you daven, as we will see before, what you could do, what you can also do is daven musaf first, then daven mincha, and then do the payback. You could do that too. That would be the other scenario you could do. Here we're talking about a case, the guy started daven mincha, and then they realized, I give out, you know, I forgot to daven, I didn't daven chakras. Then they realized, oh boy. So in other words, they started mincha already. So now they realize, oh, I didn't, so now I got to daven musaf, and I got to do the payback. So that's what they would do in that case. They daven mincha, musaf, and then they daven the payback for chakras afterwards. And we still haven't discussed what women do. Again, we have, that was a couple days ago. Haven't forgotten about that. How about if a woman forgot a tefillah? What does she do about payback? We'll get to that sooner or later.
You could daven musaf after
tzeis. No, you can only daven it until that, the end of the day.